Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, John Lugger!
I am here with my friend, Glenn Tickle. And we, as always,
are nude!
Yep, we always do this podcast.
Surprise!
Nude. Yeah, you could hear it in our voices. That's why they're slightly happier than usual. No, what we're really doing is we are recreating the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads. One page at a time in convenient, easy-to-listen-to podcast form. We're keeping score, too, because that's a thing that I decided to do way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And bad news, we are on a losing streak. Mm. We've lost the last two episodes in a row, Glenn.
Don't care for that.
We're all tied up, though, so technically we're not losing.
So we are nude and tied up.
It's 10 wins for us, 10 wins for Wikipedia, 6 ties. So today's a big day.
It is a big day. Can I make a request?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In the interest of this not being another loss and putting me in a bad mood for a whole week.
Okay.
And because I know you don't keep score on little buddies. You want to do a little buddy?
Yeah, you want to do a
little
buddy?
And then we can stretch the potential.
Okay. Okay. We'll do a little buddy. Let me pull up some of the suggestions and see if we have something that would be appropriate for a little buddy. Going to the Facebook.
If you just joined us in season 2 and you're not familiar with the term little buddy, it is just a short episode. I forget the specifics of why we decided a thing needed to be a little buddy.
I
think we were just running out of time.
Like, hey,
the
what do we call it?
I think we were just running out of time the one time, but we wanted to get it done so we had an episode.
I got a really easy one. I think you're going to crush it. We're going to win. It's a suggestion given to us via Facebook by Corey Hall. Thank you, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to know more about magnets. Specifically, how do magnets work?
Okay.
Yeah, and just for full transparency, there's probably not going to be a lot of me on this episode. I think Science Boy McScience Pants over there is going to carry the bulk.
Science Boy McScience Pants. So, magnets are magic. Science doesn't know anything. It's wizard shit.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks
that
for
is
doing
the end
it
of this little
improvised Wikipedia. So you've heard the term electromagnetism, right? Electricity and magnetism are intermingled as forces, right? You can use electricity to generate magnetism. You can use magnetism to generate electricity. The way it works is, man, I was supposed to teach this to kids in like a week, and then it got changed, and now I don't have to, and I didn't read up on it. So
super helpful. Love that.
Right. I know types of magnets, right? We have like
black ones that you put on the fridge as a kid.
Yeah. Those horseshoe ones in cartoons.
Where you have the opposite, like opposite ones, and you like scoot them next to each other and they like push the other one away. They'll scoot.
Yes, because magnets have two poles, a north and south pole. And like poles repel each other. I'm pointing my fingers and kind of not lining them up. So if you took like a bar magnet, which you would use in like a elementary school science class, like one side has an N for north, one side has an S. If you put the two N's together, like they just
yeah, it stands for nuh-uh.
No, get out of here.
But if you flip,
and then
if you
put
around,
the S's,
it's like
stop
sure.
It. So you need the term opposites attract comes from magnetism, right? Because the north and south pole magnets will pull together, like magnets will repel. Man, just the basic, like, why they do that, though, is what I'm completely blanking on. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think it has to do with something on a atomic scale.
Yeah, like it's how the electrons are,
or something,
are arranged. Has,
right. Is it arranged, or is it, like, the total number of them?
No, I think it's arranged.
Yeah.
Because you can magnetize, like, if you take a iron nail and, like, jerk it on a magnet for a while, it becomes a magnet itself.
You jerk off an iron
because it lines up the electrons in a way. Because,
like in an excited state,
things that have charges have positive and negative charges, or poles, like similar to a magnet, but on like a atomic scale. So if you get them all to line up one way or the other, that is essentially what causes magnetism. If the
it's like a subatomic game of Red Rover.
That's the one where everybody holds hands and you try to break
Red Rover,
and then you break arms.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get all, basically, you just want tiny microscopic shit to go in the same direction, and you're a magnet. So people did originally straight up think it was magic because thousands of years ago. People were so dumb. Because there are iron-rich minerals that you can find that are just naturally magnetic. Neodymium is a rare earth.
You don't need to explain neodymium to our listeners. We're all familiar with neodymium. I never had a neodymium. My first was actually a Sega Genesis. But I had a friend, Sean, who lived behind us, had a neodymium. And the graphics were cool, but the gameplay was dumb.
Well done.
Thanks.
So that's a very strong magnet for its size and weight. Like, you can buy them. They're very fun to play with, particularly if you have, like, magnetic putty.
I'm getting a lot of Facebook ads right now.
Swallows that shit
up. For, like,
up.
Little, like, magnetic bars and balls that you can, like, build models out of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They look so great, but I don't have money to throw away on magnets. That doesn't seem like a good use of my money. But maybe it is. I don't know. Here I am talking about it.
There you go. See, it's in your brain. Advertising works. Yeah. Marketing boy. Yeah. So if you get electrons in a material to line up in an orderly fashion, the thing becomes a magnet. Some materials, you can do that because of how the electrons move around in things like iron, nickel, and cobalt. Those are the three types of magnetic things that magnets attract. There's a great joke in one of my favorite movies of all time, the Mystery Science Theater 3000 movie, where they watch This Island Earth.
Oh, so good.
Where they're in the tubes, and they hold on to the bars, and then they get stuck. And he says, "Oh, the bars have been magnetized." And then the joke is, "And if your hands were metal, that would mean something, because your hands aren't, unless you're a robot person." Uses of magnets.
Yeah.
MRIs, magnetic resonance imaging. I think you got a, is that what that is up
there?
Yeah,
I've got a little MRI printed out from when my brain tried to kill me.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of MRIs because my back is a hot mess. So it shoots magnets through your body and makes pictures somehow. I don't know how MRIs work.
We don't have to know how MRIs work.
Right, I don't have to explain this to you,
this is just
Corey. This is just the fact that it's a use. Obviously, holding things to your refrigerator, that's a big one. Generators and motors use magnets in opposite ways.
The cast of Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie, used magnets to set up jokes.
Yeah.
It's a use for magnets. When we're done with this, y'all should check that out. And, like, no offense to the new series. It's great. Fucking love it on Netflix. It's wonderful. But do your due diligence. Go out and find that movie from the late 90s. So good.
Perfect is what it is.
It really is. I mean, you and I don't often agree on pop culture.
No.
We 100% are team Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
Yeah. I mean, and just in general, like, I came home from a high school football game that I went to because my girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, played in the band, and I like spending time with her. Came home late, flipped on the Sci-Fi Channel, and there was some weird movie with a little outline of people making jokes over it. I'm like,
so good.
I don't know what this is, but I love this so much. Like, instantly, I'm like, this is exactly what I want in my life. There's a lot of great episodes of the show, but man, the movie is just...
The movie is just... It's perfect. It's perfect.
It's just the tops.
So good. Well, that's it. That's our little buddy.
It's the little buddy. That's use a magnet to record episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000 on VHS tapes that a different girlfriend did for me at one point, and she gave me a bunch of tapes. So no, I guess it wouldn't have been my girlfriend, is my wife now, if that's when I found it.
Ooh. Ooh, it just got saucy here in Nicktown.
My wife is aware that I have dated other people in the past. I don't currently date them. That's
good.
That's the big one.
Yeah, that's good.
I just got home late from a thing, and she was probably there because we've been friends for a long time before we actually started dating.
So that's it, Corey. That's how magnets work.
You line up the electrons in an orderly fashion. You can't do it with like wood because wood electrons are like, get the fuck out of here.
Wouldn't do it. I'm not even going to check Wikipedia because I know that's 100% accurate. The Wikipedia page for magnets, I'm going to guess, has no references to Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie.
It's probably
I'm
going to
count that as a win, Glenn.
It's probably got references to Mega Man 2?
Yeah, probably.
I'll say it's 2 with a magnet.
Probably. Maybe
magnet.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2, there's a little magnet
man
in that too. Doesn't really bother Sonic all that much, though, because he's not...
He's not made of metal. There is Metal Sonic.
Yeah.
He probably gets messed up. And, like, Robotnik, why would he make... His whole thing is making robots to go after an alive hedgehog. Why would you make magnets as a weapon for that? That's just going to mess up your own team.
Bye.
Oh, also, magnets get Janet high on The Good Place. Man, The Good Place is so good. The Good Place is the Mystery Science Theater 3000, the movie of TV shows.